dit à cet homme, et maintenant, à notre support, à cette chère gagnante, de l'aide maximum, c'est-à-dire que le beaucoup compte de l'industrie, de l'oil and gas industry, et de l'ombre de notre compte de building, parce que nous, de ministre, on fait un demand, on fait un commission, to ensure that the right decisions are taken, with an unbounded assurance, and it is to secure the expectations of Ghanaians, following the passage of the local consensus by Parliament this week. He spoke with the Ghanaian Kwamwa.
I think the implementation is now critical. The General Commission has received the public hearings for the local content committee, while the local content law is in place. The local content committee now will basically monitor and ensure that the strict compliance of the law is what is very critical now, and we need to make sure that we ensure that it is in place and that it has all the tools it needs to really implement the airline that is in place. I think that it is also very important to engage all the stakeholders in the air industry, in the service industry, to basically make sure that it is being implemented. And I believe that working together, we can all ensure that Ghanaians are indeed actually the forefront of the air industry.
People have raised concerns about the ability of or the credibility of the local content once the bill is passed into law. What assurance will we give to Ghanaians that actually your ministry is ready to implement the law?
Yeah, I think that the provisions are very, very, very clear. The provisions are speaking calls for unit first preference in the grant of the provision of goods and services, government, and financial and legal services to Ghanaians. It has set out clearly the guidelines to do that. It also set out the local content committee to ensure that there's compliance.
Before it was passed into law, some members of parliament raised the powers vested in you, being the minister to an election sovereign, and there is a concern that they have given much power to you.
Again, in 84, already empowered the minister to ensure the award of freedom licenses to make sure that the technical and financial viability to basically apply such licenses. Now, under the era, it is simply adding on that the minister should ensure that the local content is one of those requirements. But even under this era, the minister does not have the power alone. The minister must do this in consultation with the Petroleum Commission and also must rely on the Constitution, Article 296.